Welcome back to the final hour of Issues Etc. I'm Mark Sell. I'm filling in for Todd Wilkin this week as he has taken some time off. Can enjoy himself with a little rest and relaxation. For this final hour, we will have open lines, so you could please give us a call as we then jump into this next topic of evangelist Pat Robertson. Feel free to call us at 505-7850. That's 505-7850. Or you could call our 800 number if you're out of the area at 1-800-730-2727. That's 800-730-2727. Well, I'm Mark Sell. I'm filling in for Todd Wilkin. I'm an editor at Concordia Publishing House, and looking forward to this last hour because, you know, TV evangelist Pat Robertson, he made the news again. And made the news again because of some bizarre statements he made. Pretty strong statements he made last week for in response to a pro intelligent design school board. This he did on the 700 Club, and he spoke against the school board in Dover, Pennsylvania, because they were defeated in an election last week about pro intelligent design. Now let's listen closely to what Pat Robertson had to say.
I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city.
Well, there you have it. Pat Robertson informing the people of Dover, Pennsylvania, don't bother calling on God should anything terrible happen to your city. Now, boy, what a statement to make. I wonder how he knows how God is going to react to these people. Now, this vote that had taken place, it was all about pro-intelligent design and how it should be taught in the school. And because it sounds like the vote didn't go his way, he's chastising these people. He's chastising them, telling them, don't bother calling upon God. What do you think about that? Do you think it was a smart thing for him to say? Do you think it is God's will that should you vote wrongly in your civil responsibilities, that somehow God's going to stop listening to you? Don't pray to him. Don't call for him for help if something terrible happens to your community. What do you think about that? We'd love to hear from you about your thoughts on Pat Robertson. And please call in to these numbers, 505-7850, or 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. Now let's get a little bit more information from Pat Robertson himself. Let's take a listen at the next cut that he has to say.
Don't wonder why he hasn't helped you when problems begin, if they begin, and I'm not saying they will, but if they do, just remember you just voted God out of your city. And if that's the case, then don't ask for his help, because he might not be there.
So they voted God out of their city just because things didn't go well with a pro-intelligent design. What are your thoughts on this? 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Do you think they voted God out of their city? Well, let me ask you this. Is the pro-intelligent design, do you really think that's the Christian answer? Does this pro-intelligent design, do you have to be in favor of that if you're a Christian? Is it specific enough about what God really wills in his word when it comes to what should be taught in our classrooms? We'd love to hear from you at 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. So do you think Pat Robertson went too far? Do you think that he went way over the edge in telling people, don't even call on me if you're in the days of trouble, should something happen to your city? Did he go too far when he said, look, God is not going to hear your prayer. You've just kicked God out of your town. Well, maybe you agree with what he had to say. Maybe you really do believe that God does work that way. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this topic. Give us a call at 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. So, Pat Robertson, letting us know what he thinks about pro-intelligent design and how you have to vote. I just wonder at times, do you think God does have a very clear will in how he wants you to vote on things in your community, especially something like this? Do you believe that your pastor would stand up and let you know if you didn't vote a certain way, that you just kicked God out of your life? Let me know what you think about that. We've got David on the phone. David is from Illinois. What are your thoughts on this, David?
Well, that's the first I heard that Pat Robinson said this. You know, I just listened to your quote just, you know, minutes ago. And he said God may not, he didn't say absolutely. But I tend to agree with his philosophy in that we Christians, we claim we're Christians, we sometimes don't go to the ballot box voting Christian ethics. We don't go to the ballot box supporting Christians. We don't even share Jesus Christ with our friends at work sometimes, you know. We're almost like we're embarrassed. And I think if we're embarrassed, then probably Christ is going to be embarrassed with us. I don't believe in getting the sledgehammer and beating people over the head because, you know, only the Holy Spirit brings them to Christ. But we're supposed to all be emissaries, missionaries for Christ. And it seems to me the Christian population in the United States isn't doing a very good job.
Well, Dave, if I could just follow up for a second and ask you a question.
Okay.
This whole understanding of pro-intelligent design, do you think that's the Christian message?
No, not really. But I think it's a legal way because we Christians dropped the ball, I don't know how many years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, I don't know when that we dropped the ball on that. but I think that's a legalistic way. That's just my feeling. That's a legalistic mm-hmm. way that they're trying to get God back into public schools and or whatever. It seems to me, you know, we have a lot of wonderful, bright kids in school today. We really do. But it seems to me that the Christian church is not promoting Jesus Christ to those kids who carry it to school. Right. Some do, but not many. And society in America seems like, you know, like if something goes wrong, it's always somebody else's wrong.
Well, thank you, Dave. I sure appreciate your thoughts on that. Now the thing that with my follow-up question there, I certainly don't want anybody to think that a Christian does not have the responsibility to go out in their life and through their calling or their vocation, where they work whatever it is, that we don't take the opportunity to speak about the gospel of Jesus Christ, to spread the message of the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. However, I guess one of the things that I'm wanting to try to focus on is this pro-intelligent design the Christian message, like Dave seemed to think so? What are your thoughts on that? Please give us a phone call at 505-7850, 505-7850, or 1-800-730-2727. Let's go now to Steve, who's in a car phone. Steve, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
If I said you were a great replacement, would I be insulting Todd?
Oh, well, thank you very much. That was awful gracious.
Anyway, hey, well, two things. First of all, I have a question, and this is a megachurch question. And then when I follow up with Pat Robertson's question.
Sure.
First of all, megachurches. Question I've had, and I asked different people I know, is a lot of these mega churches are built around a pastor. So in some respects, they're like a cult of personality. What happens when the pastor retires or dies? What happened to a lot of these churches?
Well, I'll tell you.
I'll take this off the air, but my follow-up to my Pat Robinson is, intelligent design is just deism. It's all it is. It's not Christianity. And I think when Christians get bent out of shape, it's the same thing they get it bent out of shape over taking under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. To me, it's just deism.
Well, thank you very much, Steve, for your comments. Those are a couple of excellent comments. First, let me talk for a second about the megachurch and the personality cult. Well, I want to be very careful because I don't, as Lutherans, we certainly are not at all against large churches. I think earlier in that segment, I made it pretty clear I didn't realize it, but just by plain old numbers, I happen to be a pastor of a megachurch, and I never even thought of it that way. It was just a church. The word and the sacraments were preached and offered in the grace of God. And we're not against churches growing. We're not against using common sense. So, but there is a tendency at times where I see people will fall in love with their pastor in an ecclesiastical sense, and a pastor always needs to be very careful that he doesn't become the issue just because he's a great speaker, a wonderful orator. So that's why we have to be careful with that, and I certainly don't want to give anybody the wrong impression about churches wanting to grow, but being faithful to the Word of God, and it's the reason why pastors wear robes and those kinds of things, because it's not about that man in particular. Your comment about intelligent design, deism, that's a very fine point, because if you listen to people who want to argue about intelligent design, which I think is a good thing because it brings order into the discussion of the chaotic, of the chaotic world of evolution, but this is what I need to talk to people about. The pro-intelligent design, is that really the Christian message, or is it a form of deism? Let's go now to Ann in Shiloh on open lines. For other people, don't be afraid to give us a call. Ann, what are you thinking? Ann in Shiloh, are you there? Well, give us a call. It's open lines right now. Give us a call at 505-7850, 505-7850, or 1-800-730-2727. We're talking about pro-intelligent design, and Pat Robertson, last week on the 700 Club, claimed that Dover, Pennsylvania no longer basically had any right to call upon God because they just kicked God out of their city because they didn't go along with his perspective of a vote on whether or not the pro-intelligent design should be voted on or should be in the classroom as something against evolution. Let's see now. Let's go with Kathy in St. Charles. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Issues, Etc.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
There were two points I think I wanted to bring up. One, I think the intelligent design theory is good science, but it's definitely not about Christ and him crucified, and it's not Christian. The other is that I find it interesting that, you know, like when Kansas was looking at these issues, the state of Kansas, that they were saying that intelligent design, when Christians are talking about it, they're saying it has nothing to do with the Bible. It's just, you know, another way of looking at it. But yet, you know, they like to take the other side and condemn people, as Pat Robertson did, by saying, you know, that they didn't vote as a Christian should vote. So I think it's interesting that they flip flop it. It's not a Christian issue, and it's just good science.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for your thoughts on that. And I think you have a very good point there, Kathy, because intelligent design, I think when you move into the realm of science and philosophy, one really is dealing with man's reasonable perspective of what's going on in the planet. And I think reason brings you to the reasonable conclusion that there's definitely order in this world. Intelligent design does make sense. So I think you have a good point. But I think people need to sit back and say, if I'm going to argue that the pro-intelligent design position is Christian, I think we better then ask a little bit about, so what's the Christian message in the pro-intelligent design? Because you brought up a great point, Kathy, that many times people will put forward, for the sake of politics, again, almost a form of bait and switch, and try to say that, well, no, this pro-intelligent design really isn't about Christianity. It's not about the Bible. It's just good science. And then turn around and have someone like Pat Robertson question Dover, Pennsylvania, as to whether they just kicked God out because they didn't make the right quote-unquote Christian vote. So we're welcoming your phone calls and open lines. That's what we're doing here at Issues Etc. Please give us a call, 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. We're taking your phone calls on remarks made last week by Pat Robertson on the 700 Club, and he said that God has turned his back on Dover, Pennsylvania, because they ousted pro-intelligent design school board members during an election last week. What are your thoughts on that? Give us a call at 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Did Pat Robertson go too far? Did Dover, Pennsylvania really kick God out of their town because they expelled board members during an election? Let's go to Keith in the car phone. Hi, Keith. How are you today?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
I think I heard in the last hour of a minister or a pastor that wrote a book about how Jesus had went to hell after crucifixion.
Okay.
Was that the case?
Okay. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and well, my question was, with the Apostles' Creed, we say that Jesus descended into hell. But my question is, as far as what Jesus said, and he told the thief that was persecuted with him, that he would be with him in paradise. So I was just wondering, as we as Lutherans, where do we... and I think I've read it before, something that David wrote about something about hell. But I was just wondering, as we as Lutherans, where do we get that portion for the Apostles' Creed?
Well, thank you very much, Keith, for your phone call. Scripture is pretty clear about that Jesus descended into hell. And as Lutherans, we believe that's a very important part of where Jesus descended into hell, not to pay hell for us, not to go through hell in our stead, but rather the descent into hell is like a victory march. It's sort of like a grand and glorious football team that just won the big game, and he's parading in front of the enemy and saying, I won, you didn't. And that's our understanding of descent into hell. Thanks for that phone call. Good call. Let's turn now to Greg in Anaheim, California. Hi, Greg. What are your thoughts about Pat Robertson and the pro-intelligent design discussion?
Well, I think the thought that occurred to me is not so much that the pro-intelligent design is Christian as so much as the anti-intelligent design, which is evolution, isn't really consistent with the gospel of the cross. It messes with the concept of sin. It messes with the concept of death being related to sin. And the evolutionary mindset is inconsistent with the gospel. So this is really an issue of pre-evangelism, in a sense. It's not the Christian message per se, but it's creating a cultural context in which the Christian message is intelligible.
So are you saying that, help me understand what you're saying, is that the pro-intelligent design is a matter of bringing order where evolution says there is no order? Is that a good way to look at it, would you say?
Well, I think you said that earlier. I think that's probably correct, but I think that what that does is it presents a worldview in which the Christian gospel makes sense, in which the Christian gospel has meaning.
Well, then, if it's so tied, if you don't mind a quick follow-up here, Greg, is that all right?
Sure. That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah. If that's the case, then why are so many pro-intelligent design advocates not Christian? Where do you think we get that thought from? Why do we see that kind of support? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Sure. Just because you have a design and order in the universe doesn't mean that you have the God of the Bible. I mean, there's a lot more involved in it than simply the fact that there's a creator and that there's order in the universe. But if you have the opposite, the naturalistic worldview, where there's no design, there's total randomness, that there's total disorder and chaos and no intelligence at all behind it, you simply can't have a gospel.
Okay. Excellent thoughts, Greg. Thanks for bringing that to the table, because... I think you did a good job of saying this understanding of pro-intelligent design will at least allow for some kind of an order instead of just chaos. Well, we're talking about Pat Robertson. It's open lines, and in this open lines, give us a call and tell us, did you think Pat Robertson went too far in this discussion of the pro-intelligent design when he said that Dover, Pennsylvania dare not call on God should something happen to their community because they threw out the pro-intelligent design board members in a school. Let's turn now to Jim in the car phone. Jim, what are your thoughts on this?
How you doing? Yeah, I was listening to the conversation a couple before. When Pat Robertson came out and said what he did, he kind of made an improper judgment as far as I'm concerned. But in intelligent design, really, in reality, if Christ made the universe and everything in it, so basically, intelligent design is Christ and his creation. And you were talking before about when Christ ascended on high, led captivity captive. You mean that he ascended into paradise in Abraham's bosom, then the ones that were captive in Abraham's bosom, he took them up to the third heaven? Is that what you was trying to say? Thank you. I'll listen.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Jim, thanks for your phone call. I think what we're really saying is that I think you were talking about the descent into hell, and my only point there was is that's part of Christ's exaltation, his victory march. Finally, let's go to Charles in St. Louis. Do you have any thoughts on this, Charles?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm sorry, what was the question?
We're just talking about Pat Robertson and pro-intelligent design. Sure, go ahead.
I had a temporary break up there. Yes, I assume that Pat Robertson went over the board as he apt to do sometimes, so I totally disagree with his comment, although I would like to add a comment about what I think might be an underlying factor here. I don't know this, I'm not aware, it's not a factual statement, but my suspicion is that the Dover School Board, having lost every member that voted on intelligent design, might have had an underlying aspect of a great big push to by the evolutionary society to get them off of the school board. And I'm just suspecting that because I heard it happen in other cases. So that's a little off the subject of what Pat Robertson says, but I do think there's something underlying that every single member was voted off, and I just wanted to leap off for that as a comment. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thanks for those thoughts. Well, I think when we talk about this situation, I have to say, I thought Pat Robertson went way too far. And I guess what bothers me the most about this is when you have people like Pat Robertson who are claiming that these are Christian messages. I'm sorry, but the pro-intelligent design is simply a message of order, bringing order into a chaotic world, and especially against the whole evolution discussion. Now, order is law. Law is not gospel. The pro-intelligent design really is not the Christian position, so to speak, as if it's biblical, because it's just about a scientific position about bringing order into the discussion. And I think one of our callers made some excellent points on that. It does provide an opportunity to say, look, there is order in this creation. There is hope. And then it's up to us Christians and our vocations to come together and bring in the gospel message, the true Christian message. So that's our discussion on Pat Robertson. When we come back, we'll be listening to some clips on issues, etc., and looking forward to your comments
the
on those clips.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, etc.
What did the fathers of the 16th century Christian Reformation believe? What did they teach? What did they confess? Where did they agree with the Roman Church? And where did they disagree? What was the central issue of the Lutheran Reformation? Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for November is called Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, a reader's edition of the Book of Concord. This book answers those questions. The book is $20.99 plus shipping and handling. For more information about the Issues, Etc. book of the month for November, go to our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find the book there at our homepage. Or to order Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040.
Evolution, it's now part of the entertainment.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book against racism called One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Well, you're not comparing evolution to a form of entertainment, are you, Ken?
Well, I have to admit that some of the things I hear certain evolutionists say are pretty entertaining, but I'm talking about how evolution is so ingrained in the culture, especially when it comes to movies and television. Mark, evolutionary ideas such as millions of years and Big Bang are no stranger to Hollywood. These ideas get stuck into cartoons, comics, movies, and so on quite frequently, actually. They make it funny and cutesy, and of course, if people see it enough times, maybe they'll accept evolution as fact. Believe me, Hollywood doesn't spend hundreds of millions of dollars just to entertain you. Many producers want you to adopt their pagan worldview that says there's no God, that man sets his own rules. And they know that a belief in evolution of millions of years is a powerful way to get people to doubt the word of God. Carl Kirby, who's one of our popular speakers, teaches young people how to develop their biblical radar to spot lies about God's creation. Whether it's Bugs Bunny, Gilligan's Island, Spider-Man, Batman, SpongeBob, and Star Wars, evolutionary ideas are there. Sometimes it's subtle. See how good your radar is the next time you watch any of these programs or movies. Play a game called Spot the Evolutionary Content, a teaching tool to instruct your family in the truth of creation.
We have a great teaching tool that will help you combat racism. Read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com.
Historical theology is not just a bunch of names and dates and fact. It's the study of Christ being faithful to his promises.
Dr. Larry Rast of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the importance of historical theology.
Historical theology is the study of theology over the course of time, just like the title says, theology over the course of time. But that can lead some to think that this is a dry, kind of an abstract endeavor, when in fact what we're talking about with historical theology is the faithful confession ongoing through the church by people that Christ has called, seeing him fulfill the promise that he will never leave the church orphaned or forsaken.
For more information about Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, visit their website, www.ctsfw.edu.
On the next Midday Living Jubilee, live at 11:05 on AM 850 KFUO, join Joni Harwell and me, Diane Summers. We'll visit with people of the book, Lutheran Outreach. The Reverend Farouk Khan will tell us about Muslim culture. And we will also have an update on aid to Pakistan with Greg Koenig from LCMS World Relief. It begins at 11:05, Living Jubilee on AM 850 KFUO.
I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city. Don't wonder why he hasn't helped you when problems begin, if they begin, and I'm not saying they will, but if they do, just remember you just voted God out of your city. And if that's the case, then don't ask for his help, because he might not be there.
That was the Reverend Pat Robertson. He was speaking on the 700 Club last week, reacting to the defeat of pro-intelligent design school board members in Dover, Pennsylvania. There were, I believe there were 8 members who tried to introduce intelligent design. They were up for re-election, and they were turned out. And he had some pretty harsh words to say to this community. Well, it's open lines, and we want to know, is about, among many other things, what are your thoughts about Pat Robertson? What did he, when he said that, do you think he crossed over the line? Do you think he went way too far? Do you think God will really judge Dover, Pennsylvania, because people who tried to introduce intelligent design were voted out of office? Do you think God looks at those kinds of votes and will now judge it based upon pro-intelligent design? You're listening to Issues Etc. I'm Mark Sell. I'm filling in for the vacationing Todd Wilkin. Please give us a call at 505-7850 in your response to Pat Robertson or 1-800-730-2727. Now, here at Issues Etc., we always have a book of the month. The book of the month for this month is Concordia, The Lutheran Confessions, a Reader's Digest of the Book of Concord. Well, I'll tell you, as a pastor, this is something that is very exciting. You know, as pastors, a lot of times we will mention the Book of Concord and the Confessions of the Lutheran Church, and people kind of look at you and wonder, yeah, but we just want to hear the Bible. Well, the confessions summarize what we believe that the Bible confesses. It's a confession of what Jesus teaches in the Scripture. So the confessions are simply a mirror to what the Bible teaches. Well, now Concordia Publishing House has put out Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, a Reader's Digest of the Book of Concord, which is a very lay-friendly reading of the Book of Concord. It has beautiful pictures in it. It is very easy to read. It summarizes things. There are summary statements in there. It gives you some historical background. It's really exciting to know that CPH printed about 40,000 of these. And the good news is it's currently out of print. Well, thanks be to God, that many copies got out. But you can back order Concordia now, the Lutheran Confessions, by calling Concordia Publishing House at 1-800-325-3040. That's 1-800-325-3040. Or you can order it online at our website. You go to our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll be able to also link to Concordia Publishing House and order it that way. So Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, the Issues, etc., Book of the Month for November, 1-800-325-3040, that's Concordia Publishing House, and place your order today. Well, let's hear from you in the next 5 minutes on Pat Robertson's statements. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Pat Robertson made a few comments last week on the 700 Club, where he said, you voted God out of your city by ousting school board members who favored teaching intelligent design. He also went on to say, don't call upon God, because you just kicked him out. Do you think God would actually encourage that kind of a message? The pro-intelligent design discussion, do you think that's the Christian position? Maybe you believe Pat Robertson really did do the right thing. Maybe you feel it's finally time that here is a preacher who's preaching some fire and brimstone and telling it like it is. You Christians, get off the couch and start voting what your faith really teaches. What are your thoughts on this? Give us a call at 505-7850, 505-7850. Or call us at 1-800-730-2727. I'm Mark Sell. I'm filling in for Todd Wilkin, who's on vacation this week. And we're talking about Pat Robertson's comments last week on the 700 Club. Pat Robertson made some pretty bizarre statements. I suppose when I first heard them, I rolled my eyes and I was frustrated because on the one hand, I truly have an appreciation for intelligent design. I think intelligent design is the way to go. I tend to think that intelligent design is good for our school system. Now, why do I think it's good? I think it's good because it introduces order. Earlier, we had a caller who made the point that it does provide a context where at least those Christians who want to believe that there is a God who created the world, now it's okay and you're not going to be ridiculed at school for it. So in one sense, the pro-intelligent design argument is a very good argument to make. It's scientific, it's philosophical, and we can argue from reason the importance of order in the universe, that there's order behind nature, that there's order in science. And we could take that order and use it to our good to eventually get to the point that there must be a God. There must be someone who introduced this kind of order, because we certainly can't replicate everything that takes place in creation. We still can't create human lives out of nothing. But the Question then becomes, though, if intelligent design is good, and it does bring order, we now have to address the issue as to whether or not, but is this the Christian position? Is it Christian to vote for intelligent design? Is intelligent design the message of the Bible? Is the Bible there simply to introduce order and laws and physics? What is the importance of intelligent design? I tend to think that it's important to realize an intelligent design is not necessarily the Christian message. Why, when you begin to study intelligent design and you learn of all the different facets of it, I think we come to realize you don't have to be a Christian to come to the conclusion that there's something that makes sense out there in creation. There's so much order. If you look at a stopwatch sitting on the sidewalk, someone had to make that stopwatch. It just makes sense. That's the good side of intelligent design. But it's not yet Christian. No, you see, for the Christian church, we understand that the Christian position is to take these kinds of things of order and law, even if you want to call it intelligent design. It's great to fight against evolution as if there's no rhyme or reason to creation. There's no rhyme and reason to my life, as if everything's just a crapshoot and you got to roll the dice and determine what's going on in your life and why you're here and what your purpose in life is. That's been so destructive to our society. So the order is good, but you see, as Christians, what's even more important than order is that when we understand that order, looking at that order now introduces us to what sin really is. Then that sin is us being totally out of order with God. That sin is not following God's pure order, His pure law. Then that's sin. The Christian is more interested in identifying sin and forgiving it, not just making sure everybody's in order. You don't have to be Christian to believe that order is important. No, the Christian message is God forgives sin. Our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, died for our sins. It is God Himself who was killed for those sins, who went to hell in our stead. See, now we're starting to talk about what it is to be Christian and the Christian message. I'm thankful for intelligent design and that it brings some order into our schools and our society, but let's not confuse that with the true Christian message of sin and grace, law and gospel. Well, that's pretty much our discussion today. I'm Mark Sell. I've been sitting in for Todd Wilkin on Issues Etc. Thanks for listening today to Issues Etc. And we certainly appreciate you calling in, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at KFUO.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM 850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.